Yeah, welcome, gentlemen. I know you guys met at InvestFest, right? Yeah.
Officially, yeah, but we talked
Yeah,
before.
officially. We talked
Oh,
via
y'all
text.
spoke before then?
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay,
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
okay. Okay.
Actually, it
Yeah.
was funny.
We don't
So
got none but Unity in here, but we ain't playing them games.
no, I just wasn't sure if
Yeah,
y'all
where
had
we off at?
if y'all had connected already.
Yeah. You already know. This
We
is.
actually it's we talked to Ian before we ended up we met Chuck the first time.
Oh, yeah.
The power of
Yeah,
relationships
long time
having
ago.
a Janet, because they was there to get to you first. I did the Marshawn Lynch and one yard line. My bad, King. I'm
Yo, can
sorry.
you yo think about that, man? Like almost a year to the day we got on the phone, and it was even the process was like tougher even get us because Mike was like, yo, you got to talk to these guys, you got to talk to these guys. Shout out to Mike.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, Mike. I'm like, what is it? He's like, it's this company, you got to check it out. And then we had the conversation, and the rest is history. But part of the conversation was like, can you guys talk to like Ian and Trap and see if they would like it too? I'm like, I'll hit them. I mean, we'll see. So
I'm still interested. I'm just
that's
like,
dope.
but it
That's
goes to
dope.
show streamlining everything. Good teamwork will make the dream work. Last year was a crisis, so it was different. I have to make sure, especially coming out. And Francis, I know you understand this too. Like when algorithm come out, everybody black like, yo, this better work. Because if it don't work, I'm gonna tell everybody on the interwebs that it didn't. So I was in a
In a
crisis, but now
way.
I can collaborate and poly more and show more personality. And so, yeah, and please,
And
yeah.
that's just the power of being persistent. Like we fell out of communication for a few months, but y'all was putting so much value in the community that when Jamal came to tell me, he was like, you gotta hit these
Make
guys. And
yourself hot.
I'm like, I know these guys. So like that's that the power of persistence and just adding value to the community. Y'all did it at a very high level because the word just kept coming back. You got to hit these guys. You got to hit this kid is a genius. He's a genius. He's a genius. And then by the time it was a go.
I'm not gonna speak for him, but when you know you have something great, because we can relate to this. When people count you out and you know your shit is fire, it's easy to follow up. It shouldn't be a pain. Like when you know you have something that can change lives of people, the follow-up process is easy. And don't be like Ian and be stupid and miss out. So we're gonna link though and make this happen.
Shout out to everybody. What's the community called? I know we had the cheat and greet. What's the official name of the community, though? Because I know they're in here tonight.
Oh yeah, Chico man. Yeah, that's a squad. It's a family. It's just a Chico community, man. It's all love, to with our whole team. The way we operate, we just have a whole team of really phenomenal traders and investors that really just give their all to the community every day. And just educating and giving the game up as much as possible. So yeah, shout out to the Chico team,
You're gonna be
man.
humble. Shout out to the cheat coders.
Shout out
Y'all
to the
dope.
cheaters. You know,
Yeah, shout out to the earners, Red Panda family.
the
We're gonna make some
cheaters, they
happen.
call them the cheaters. My brother called me. He's like, yo, Troy, tonight, yo, the cheaters said they're gonna be in there heavy.
The cheaters. I
Yeah.
like
They said they're gonna be in there heavy.
cheaters.
I
That's
said,
like
all right, the panda's gonna Red Panda gonna be in there, the earners gonna be in
Yeah.
there. Let's have a family reunion.
It's all family,
Yeah.
man. It's all
That's
family,
dope.
family.
But we want to welcome everybody to this. I'll explain what this is, but first I want to welcome gentlemen. Ian, of course you probably know Ian. I'm assuming that you know Ian. If you're watching Earn Your Leisure, he's with us almost every day at this point. You always see online as far as whether Instagram, between Instagram,
YouTube,
YouTube, we're having you on TikTok now and
TikTok,
Facebook. You probably see him at least once a day in between Earn Your Leisure's reach.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
At
So
Master, the Master Investor, shameless plug.
And that page too.
For
Yeah,
sure,
you know.
for sure. And then Francis is our guy, man. So Francis, we did an episode with him probably about 6 months ago, him and his partner Jehu, and really, really young, talented brothers out of the DC area. And they do their thing with the stock charts. They have a company called Chico. So if you saw that episode, then we did an episode and we did a YouTube live with them. Both of them went crazy. Everybody, really, really liked it. So we're gonna talk about that. But first, just wanted to kind of just set the room and set the vibe. So what we do here is EYL University, every single week at this time, Wednesday at 8 o'clock, we do a class. These classes range from a variety of different topics. We do real estate, we do how to start an Airbnb business. We've done boat rentals recently.
Twirl.
Toro, you name it.
We just did ebooks last week.
Yeah, shout out to Ash Cash. Shout out to Ash Cash. So yeah, it's like anything that you can think of, we really have covered. And what makes it different from the podcast is that it's a more interactive feel where, you know, we sit, they have conversations, and then it's a question and answer type of vibe. So what we do once a month is what we call open enrollment. Please do not copy that.
You know they're going to copy it. I'm going to tell you tomorrow.
So
often imitated.
Yes.
Never duplicated. Yes,
no, never. So open enrollment is a sneak peek into EYL University, where it's a class that's open to YouTube, which is open to the world. And you get to see it. You get to see it for yourself. You get to see, you know, how it works, how it looks, you know. And then if you're interested in joining, then you can join. So this is what we do. So this month, the open enrollment is what we call our group chat call. So the group chat call is really more of a intimate conversation about investing. It's not really as structured, but it's like we talk about our portfolio. We talk about some plays. We look at some charts and we answer questions. And we do that once a month. And that has really become extremely, extremely popular. A lot of people.
And beneficial.
Yes, very beneficial. A lot of people made money from these group chat calls. So this month, I felt like this is the first time we're doing a group chat open enrollment. So I just felt that it would just really be dope to have Francis, who works with us a lot at EYL University. He's come on a lot. Him and his partner, Jay, who they've come on a lot. And then, like I said, Ian, that's family. We with him every week on Market Monday. So
yeah, he might pop up in a few classes too. He popped up in my book club.
Yeah,
he
popped up in the financial planning class. Yeah, Ian, you never know when he's going to pop up. So he's there.
Francis is going to shake the room tonight. We're going to do this more often. Like when they put out Reservoir Dogs and everybody went crazy. And,
it's gonna be
nice tonight.
Yeah. So we're gonna get into it. But before we start, I just want to give you the rundown of what EYL University is. So it's a online, I don't even know how to describe it because university is really not even fitting. It's kind of even bigger than that. It's an online community of sorts with over 100 past webinars that you get access to. You get access to the private Facebook community group. You get access to my monthly financial planning calls, which I do on one Saturday every single month for 2 hours. Access to the movie club and a book club with Troy. Access to these calls, which you call the group chat calls, which is once a month. Access to the home buyer's blueprint. MG the mortgage guy is a genius. And then we also have 20 infinity groups.
Yeah.
So that's made after, you know, a real university also, where we have like crypto club, where we have the real estate. We have earners over 50. We have the cannabis parent club, like anything. It's a lot of people that just come together. Yeah. And these are people just working with themselves. Yeah. And that even is more beneficial than anything, I think, because now that's a real community where you learn from different instructors, but it's always better to actually learn from your peers and your colleagues.
A party planning committee. They're meeting this Saturday. So I think all the earners in different cities are all going to come together and have an Earners United Day, which is going to be dope.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Somebody, I need that Detroit address, y'all. Y'all got to send that to me.
Yeah. Houston, I will be there, but I'm going to be in Detroit. We're going to get together in October, though.
Detroit this week, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm glad you said that. Detroit, Michigan. Ian Dunlap, Earn Your Leisure. We will be in the building. And on Friday, we're having a networking event. Pull up. All the information is online. You can click the link in our website under the events tab, RSVP. We want to see everybody. We want to see the whole entire city come out on Friday at 6 o'clock. So EYL University, by far the biggest. And I'm going to do something, Ian. Close your ears. I don't want you to hear this. I'm going to do something that I know he's going to be extremely disappointed about. But we are doing a 48-hour flash sale.
No.
Forty-eight hour flash sale. And yes, we are lowering the price for 48 hours only.
Y'all, let me know everybody at Black Effect. Tell them to stop doing that.
Mike, don't chop this up.
Price is not the same.
Yeah, we can't use Fat Joe on this one. No Fat Joe.
Take advantage of it.
EYL. I don't even want to say what we do.
This is the first time ever, I think.
No, it's the first time ever. We just going to do something just to kind of for the community give back. We just call it that, community give back. EYL University is $2,000. We're doing 65% off, and we're doing $700 for 48 hours only. I pinned the
link. Mike, y'all clear this? Janet?
and that's it. I don't want to talk too much about it because I don't want to have second thoughts on this. So, all right, gentlemen, let's get into this. Troy.
Yeah, yeah.
You are becoming a stock market wizard of sorts. So I want to start the conversation with some different sites that you use, and then we can just get the guys involved, and then we can just jump right into it.
Yeah, man, I'm going to be very, very careful when I'm talking, because when I need advice, these are the guys that I'm calling. So this is kind of cool. So like Francis and I talk all the time. Me and Ian talk all the time. But doing the research is important. And so a lot of times I'm trying to pick their brain to find out what they're using. And so when I can add to my arsenal. So we've talked about it before. When I'm looking for ETFs, ETFDB is a great place for me as a resource, right? Because it's going to tell me the different types of ETFs, how they're performing, what's inside of it. And so I always look to that as a strategy to find out if I don't know about a sector, this is going to give me a great resource to find out what's in the sector. Now, inside of ETFDB, a couple of things. And if you're writing this down, put this in your notes. When I go into the site, what I'm looking for, a couple of things. Obviously, I want to know what's inside the ETF, but I also want to know the volume.
So you can go to, let's just break it down.
You know what? Should I share the screen?
You can share the screen, but talk to them too, because it's going to be on podcast.
Got you. I'm going to share the screen. Give me 2 seconds. Let me get back to Zoom and I'm going to share my screen.
So on the podcast, we got to talk spicy then.
I'm going to share. They're going to be like, yo, look at all this boy's tabs, man. This boy go crazy. All right, so I'm going to share my screen. Thumbs up when you can see it. Thumbs up, Ian. We can see it on this side?
Yep.
All right, perfect. So ETFDB, here it is right here. Obviously, this is why I stopped. I heard the news about DraftKings yesterday.
So talking to the audio. So you go to ETFDB.com.
So I'm on ETFDB.com. I type in the search. So let's go to SMH, since we talk about that all the time. So I go in my search. I type in SMH, and I hit, there it is, SMH ETF. Mm-hmm. All right, so first I'm looking at, all right, well, here's the price. All right, so the price for SMH right now, if I'm buying it as a share, it's $269. I can see that. Great. If I'm looking at it for the option, that doesn't really matter too much at this point. But I want to know a couple of things. I want to know the categories. And so here it tells me, right, the category is technology equities. It's a large cap. So there's big companies inside of here. And it's in a sector of, it's in the asset class of growth. So a lot of times we see growth. And that is what I'm looking for. I want to see something that accelerates over time. Now, inside of the next tab is holdings. And so when I click there, it tells me the companies that are inside. And so you can see here, and we talked about this on Monday, these are semiconductors. And so TSM is something we always talk about. And what I want you to notice is that on the right-hand side, it says assets. And so it tells you the percentage that this ETF has of this asset. And so this ETF is consisted of 15% of TSM. So that's a large percentage, right? And that makes sense because we said, out of all the world's semiconductor producers, TSM makes up about 50% of the world's production. And so that makes sense that this would be the largest ETF. Now, what's interesting is that NVIDIA is now the number two. 3 months ago, or maybe 6 months ago, when we showed you ETFDB, NVIDIA was like the number five in terms of percentage of asset, but that's moved up. Obviously, we've seen NVIDIA's price move up. They've had some major announcements and they had a stock split, right? What'd they do, 5-1 or 4-1?
Thank you.
5-1?
Believe so.
Yes.
Yeah, either 4 or 5. Don't
quote 4 to 5 to 1. So the stock split is gone. NVIDIA has been running. So obviously in ETFs, you can change your allocation. It's one of the things that happens if you're managing the ETF, you can change the percentage of allocation. So that's happened. And so you see all the companies that we talk about, right? We see AMD down here, ASLM. We actually had somebody call in to talk about that. So that's important. We watch that. Next thing I like to look at is this performance. And so this is easy. It tells me what's been happening over the past 5 years. And so you can see it's had a 322% return, which is absolutely ridiculous, right? Over the past year. So 2021, it's had a 58% return, but like, look over the last month, I think this past month, it's been its lowest in.
Aha. Told you.
And it's the last month. It
wouldn't work out. I knew it wouldn't work out.
It pulled back just a little bit, but that's okay. Right. Cause perspective is key, right? So if we have gotten into these asset classes early into 2020 or early in 2021, mm-hmm. we're still up, right? Even if it pulls back 2% like it did on Monday, we still have a percentage that is worth being proud of, all right? So yeah. This is ETFDB. This is one of my sites. I'm going to run through a couple and then I'll let y'all go.
So, but also go back to that.
Holdings?
Holdings.
Let's do
this.
It
is also important. when a friend of mine a while ago asked me, he was like, what's better, NVIDIA or AMD? Which one should I buy? And I'm like, SMH. And the reason why I said that is because you got both. So maybe now if you visually can see it, it kind of makes it easier what we've been talking about before, where now the all-star team analogy that Ian speaks about, you can actually see like, all right, this is what is appealing to me with ETFs is that, you know, I don't have to like try to bet on one winning horse. You just bet on the whole team. And odds are that, you know,
things are going to go in your favor.
Exactly. Sure. Exactly. Yeah. So that's something that's very beneficial, especially if you are uncomfortable about investing in stocks. If you're new to investing in stocks, if you don't know which stock to pick, this is why we talk about ETFs so much, because it gives you a lot more confidence, I think.
Yeah.
And it, not to cut you off, and it doesn't compromise the rates of return. I was kidding about the 1 month thing, but I'm just using that as a skeptic because people always have some level of negative comments, no matter what. Like I put on Instagram today, if you invest in ETF or index funds for, you know, 40 years and it earns 10% a year, then you'll be a millionaire. And they like, what ETF or index can earn 10% a year? And we just showed you it had 300.
The ones you've been calling.
Yeah, there's about 40 of them.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I mean,
DEG, SMH, VTI, XLK. So
that's it right there. So like in terms of ball, like we always say, the analogy, right? Here goes your LeBron. Here goes your AD. And here goes your Malik Monk.
But imagine if they added it, Lillard as well.
Right. Exactly.
And Russell, and they share the ball, and Russ can actually hit threes, which I see he's been working on.
Shout out to Russ.
Shout out to Brody. He's working on this game.
I'll go another one since we always talk about tech, and I'll just show you the holdings. The same thing, right? We're looking for those top two. We should be familiar with these top two. We always talk about. Yeah, there it is, right?
So this is
XLK. So this is another ETF. This is the technology sector, however, right? And so you look at those top two, 21% allocation. Actually, Microsoft has actually moved up. It wasn't always at 21.46.
It's almost equal to it.
So that's 42% of this ETF is based around Apple and Microsoft, two solid companies that we're pretty sure that they're not going to go anywhere.
Let me ask Ian this question.
We all in trouble.
Being that 42% of the ETF is in two companies, is that too much exposure?
Not if you want to be rich. The real cheat code, pun intended, is when you have an exceptional amount of data on a company, it makes no sense to diversify. Like when people are like, well, you shouldn't put all of your eggs into one basket. It's like saying, hey, give me 10 scrub players and maybe two good ones. No, the big three strategy, the big four, I want to be equally weighted to index, to tech that are most dominant. So if Apple goes away in 2 years and Microsoft won't, which they, you know, both will be dominant for another 30 years. I'll replace them with the top two tech at that time. But the truth is, because of regulation, you want to tell people to be diversified so you can't sue. For me personally, and for my child, Xander, baby, I love you, go to bed. It has freedom now. Xander is six. Xander college is paid for. Xander doesn't have to work until he's 30. From diversifying less and concentrating on companies that are going to kill more. But I'm not an advisor.
So
I know one that's named Rashad. Do whatever you want to do. But as being one of the top investors, in my opinion, of all time and the greatest of this era, please follow the blueprint. And you're going to notice, like, when me and Francis get the vibe, we're going to agree on the same companies the same way that me, Troy, Rashad, Trap do as well. But diversification is a trick for those who don't know what to do.
Right.
You notice when people are even on the angel side or venture side, when they invest in companies, they're going to pick a few quality companies and then pour a bunch of money into them. They're not going to have 1,000 companies that they invest in. They're going to put 10 maximum or five and go heavy.
Yeah, no, I agree with that point 100%. As far as like, you know, personally in your personal portfolio and your personal strategies and things like that. To the question as far as like whether or not like this particular ETF is overexposed to Apple and Microsoft, me personally, like I look at ETFs as the way that I do have some type of diversification, right? Like that's like the whole point of having an ETF in my portfolio. So for me, this particular setup, it is a little overexposed to Apple and Microsoft for an ETF. Now, if this is my personal portfolio, they cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
no problem, you know what I mean? But as far as the ETF goes, I like to see a little bit more you know, I think that's a lot. So, you know, it's almost half of the fund is just a big two, you know. So it's a little overexposed for my taste for this particular ETF, you know.
Yeah, but they can always make the adjustment. So if Apple isn't as hot, they can drop the allocation down. Yeah, and make an adjustment, same way mid-game. So if like LeBron is cooking, we got to let LeBron while hitting the three.
That's a fact.
We got to let him play. And then if you guys go to yeartodatereturn.com and look at these, you can go see what the all-time returns on them are. So that'll be gym number two. But if you look at XOK from 1998 through now, 509% return. Pretty good to never have to look at an investment, never have to do any analysis. And, you know, so if you put $10,000 in, you'll be up $50,889.
Yeah.
Pretty smooth.
So I got the past 5 year performance, 5 year, 245%. So again, we look at, and yes, does have a lot of exposure to the top two tech companies, but as they innovate and they create, we can see the percentage growth that has happened over the past 5 years. So solid one in our portfolio. I'm gonna go to another thing real quick. Let me go to another one. So I know somebody's killing me because I got like 70 tabs open. Just be patient with me. I do.
That's supposed to be, man.
You know this tab right here, Francis.
Of course.
You see it. All right. So SMI
is close all the other ones out.
Yeah. Yeah. So Zax is something I've been using lately.
Zax.
Yeah. Zax.com.
Z-A-C-K-S.
Oh, and it's gonna act up. So you know what? We won't go to the Zax. Let's go to Estimaz.
Well, what is, can you just explain what Zax
is? So Zax is another site that gives you a lot of the technicals, a lot of fundamentals, and it has a rating system. And so I like to see that because I don't know every company, but what they do is they put in a sector and they show you the growth that they had over the past year, what their future growth looks like, what the volume looks like inside of the company. Now it's acting up right now, but that's okay. We'll keep going because we got more than one tool. And so Estimaz is something when I want to look, right? When we talk about
Estimaz,
yeah. I'm not sure you've seen this one before. You seen this?
No, yes, I don't think so.
And so SMIs is a company, site that I use when I want to know the earnings, right? So when we're talking about the earnings report, and we use Apple all the time because a lot of people are investing in Apple. I'm looking at their past performance. And so it'll tell me the earnings per share. So EPS, a lot of people see EPS all over the place. So EPS is the earnings per share. And it'll show you what it's done for the past couple of quarters, right? So it goes all the way back to Q4 of 2019, Q1 of 2020, all the way up into Q3 2021. And so you can see what the SMIs community, I think it's over 11,000 analysts in here. So it tells you about how many people in here, 11,000 analysts are doing their ratings. And you can see what the community has said that they thought the earnings per share would be. You can see what Wall Street said and what it actually did, right? So this is like $1.30 per share. What I like to see is the revenue. I love going to the revenue because it gives me a fundamental idea of how the company's been growing. And so if we look at Q4 of 2019 compared to Q4 of 2020, right? You see there's some similarities, right? 62 billion, 63 billion. And this is what the estimate is right now for Q4 of 2021, right? So it's 84. So in the community of analysts, they're saying that there's some substantial growth, right, for it to grow by 20 billion. And so when we're talking about earnings, I know it's not the say all be all, but I know some people, that's their strategy. They like to get into a stock or a position right before earnings and it runs up and hopefully they make money. But when we're in it long term, we like to just see growth in the company because that tells us that's something that's what we want to be in for the long term, right? Apple's one of our long term positions. And so when I want to find that, the revenue models out, this is one of the sites that I use. Ian, oh, wait. Before I go to anything else, let's go to the VIX. And so we talked about the VIX on Monday.
Major.
We talked about the VIX on Monday. So I had it up for the year. Let's go for the 3 month. So the VIX is the volatility index, and it tells us how the market is moving, right? And so we can see, actually, let's do it for the year because we can go back to last.
Better context.
Yeah, let's go back. So when we talked about high volatility, and I was like, hey, it tells you how the market is moving. So last October, we had a pullback at the beginning of September. And then I believe there was one at the end of October. I said that Monday. What I have to do is just look at my VIX. This number has gone up to 40.28. And so that's heavy volatility. And as you can see, right, there's going to be a substantial drop in the market at this time, right? But as we get down here, we start to see some steadiness. And then in February, we had another drop, right? Because the VIX has gone up. And so we kind of think of it as an inverse when we talked about inverse indexes. Sort of think of the VIX in that sense, where as we see the VIX go up, right, that means the market is going down. And so we see steadiness, and there's a, we got down to the 16s and teens. And Ian, we said we like between 10 and 15.
Yep.
10 and 15. So we were down here in June. We saw some gains. Lots of gains all through the summer. And then, boom, we got up to 28 intraday on Monday, which tells you this high volatility. Now, I think we pulled back today. Where are we at, like 20?
Yeah, we're at 20.87. I said on Monday we was going to end up dropping to 20 by next week. So
when we spoke about this a few weeks ago, I said I fell asleep at the wheel. Now, if I'm saying I fell asleep at the wheel, that means there's a lot of people that fell asleep at the wheel, because I get a lot of calls like, Troy, what we doing? I fell asleep at the wheel. Why? I should have been watching the VIX. But sometimes you get caught up in doing so many things and try to study so many companies, you forget some of the fundamentals. And Francis, we had this talk the other day. We stopped doing some of the things which made us successful.
That makes us work,
It makes us work. And so the VIX was something that I forgot to look at, but I would have known. There's a lot of other indicators, and I'm sure the fellas will talk about it tonight, but this was one of them. Another one is bar chart, right? So ETFs is cool if we're talking about multiple companies in one, but if we want to look at singular companies, again, barchart.com, barchart.com, we can look at singular positions and it'll give us the complete rundown. Now, for some of this, this look like, oh, this is too advanced. That's okay. I'm going to take you to another site that is what we use for students. But again, it gives you the performance, right? We can see how Apple has performed. Let's see if it's tweaking. Oh, nice ad.
I give some key levels for VIX. I haven't even given these on Market Mondays for the year.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you want to do that?
Yeah, 39.90, 34.49, 28.18, and 24.36. So if it gets to any of those levels, the world is going to panic. If it's a quality company, and I'm sure when Francis pulls up the algorithm, it'll show as well. But those are good times to buy some of the best companies on the earth. So if you look at May, it went to 28.95. This week we went to 28.69. So when it went to 28.18 and you would have saw that while everyone else was panicking, you should have been thinking it's time for me to load up. And look what happened Tuesday, Wednesday. Right. The big scare is over. We're starting to move back to the upside.
Yeah. And the thing about the VIX also, man, is that, you know, you can profit from the VIX spikes, right? When the market is fearful, you can use it as an indicator for, you know, when you might want to look at getting back in, buying the dip, things like that. But you also can play the VIX ETF, which is the VXX, right? Mm-hmm. And when you play the VXX with options, you know, as a short-term hedge, even if you traditionally trade with a stock portfolio, you can catch short-term pops in the VIX, which the VIX is notorious for, these, you know, short 1 day, 2 day pops when the market has something that shakes it up. In this case, you know, the Evergrande situation with China and the fear that came out of China with the defaults that's happening in the real estate market out there. That's what kind of caused this kind of fearful moment that we had in the S&P. It caused that VIX spike. You can make a good amount of money. You know, a lot of times, you can catch a good 100%, 200%, 50, 60, 70% pop while the rest of the market is bleeding to death just by kind of trading the VIX back and forth.
Absolutely. And tying to that, for those of you on the future side, so you can also trade the VIX future. So just like he told you, you can do VXX. So I always say there is no such thing as a bad market, only bad entries into it. So if you do the VXX like he's telling you about, and you're still holding long term, and when the market tanks, you ride VXX up and the VIX future, whatever money you lost as a result of the drop, you're going to offset that probably by two.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, tonight going to be special. But VXX and VIX future together, when the market goes down, if you do it four times in a year, any losses that you end up having on any huge drop,
listen, you offset for sure. When Trump was in office and that man used to send out them tweets at like 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock at night,
I can't lie. I miss him for the volatility. I cannot lie.
Yo, man. You can make, we used to make a kill when you're up 2 in the morning trading VIX futures or even ES minis. You know, we trade ES minis and catch puts on the ES minis. and make a killing, you know, you wake up the morning, your portfolio may be hit, you know, a good 10-15% or whatnot, but you
but
know,
you have 15-20,000 on the future up, side.
I mean, y'all crazy with it, man. Okay, I'm gonna give him one more, and then Ian, I'll let you talk about that because there's one that you. I'm gonna talk about two more actually, because the research doesn't stop after that. Hypercharge.co was something that you said on Market Mondays, but I wrote in my notes, and since you said it, I was like, man, this is crazy. So I'll let you talk about that, but I'll tell you the last place I go when I'm done with my research. Mm-hmm. That's the site that these two gentlemen created called the Cheat Code. And so after I do all that research, and I let them talk about it, and I actually show why I use it. But I look at it and I use it as my final tool. Okay, like let's see. I'm looking at this chart; it's giving me indicators. But I'll let you talk about hypercharts.co.
Yeah, hypercharts. Like if you guys ever looked at all this financial data and you're like, I don't know what the hell they're talking about. They have really easy. So hypercharts made the graphs on revenue and data simple enough that like a third grader can read it. So if you want to go look up Apple, Microsoft, AMD, you can see really, and even for those of you that like crypto, you can see it. And it's really easy. Like if you compare Apple versus Tesla, Apple versus Microsoft, Apple versus any company that you love, it will tell you which ones are doing better in terms of revenue, profit, et cetera. And it gives you a quick breakdown of how they're doing in comparison. So if any of you feel confused, Hypercharts is a easy place for you to know how much money a company is making, how they're doing a comparison. And if you want to compare five or six companies against each other, it'll tell you in 30 seconds which one you should probably lean on and invest in long term. So if I look at like Apple really quick at the annual, they're at 36.4% annual growth, 347 in annual revenue. And then their increase has been like 25% in some of the key revenue segments. And then for those of you who love crypto, you go to Bitcoin, the analysis is there. It's pretty amazing. And you'll love the analysis that you do. So if you've ever been confused about anything that we've talked about, or you get on CNBC and you're not clear, Hypercharts is absolutely amazing. Yeah.
Hypercharts.co. And what one of the things I love is that they kind of put things in bar charts for you and explain it very detailed. This is the revenue. This is where the revenue is coming from, right? So if it was Apple, it could have been from wearables. It could have been iPhone. It could have been iPad. It could have been a Mac. But it shows you literally from a company standpoint, the total gross and what that singular thing did to attribute to the growth of the company.
Yeah. And this is something we hear, like, do your research a lot. That's a common question. It's like, what does that mean? Do your research. So just spent about a half an hour just giving you different tools that you can actually research. And it's like anything, you're not going to learn everything at one time, but the more you familiarize yourself and, you know, get, you know, enthralled with the information, then it's going to become like a second nature. And, you know, obviously you can tell that Troy spends a lot of time with this, and Troy doesn't have a financial background.
That's
so
a fact.
He was a teacher, a
Which
public
are the best
school
learners.
Yeah. He was a public school teacher. So I say that to say very blue. That's like one of the most blue collar jobs that you can have. So if he can do it, I'm not saying that in a disrespectful way. I'm just saying,
no, it's serious. But if
no, it's real. It's real.
When the show started, that's why I keep telling people they need to ask you more questions. You're a monster.
No, I mean so these are just like some of the technical sites that we use for but there's a lot of reading that goes involved into it. So like I tell people I read all morning, all day. The other day I was waiting for Ian to get up, pause to send him the article.
I'll stay up. Pause. Just for entertainment value, I've learned the segue game. Come on.
You did, and you did a great job on the audio message earlier too. Shout out to you. But no, seriously, I was like, wait, it's 7:30. I got some news I gotta share with him. I was like, damn, I'll wait till 8:30 because I know he's an hour behind. So I sent it to him at 8:30, even though it was 7:30 there, and he gave me the oh baby, we got to cover this tonight.
You can text me anytime, you know. I'm looking, but it's inspiring too, because just to be honest, if I'm around you guys and seeing everything that's growing, and then I can't talk to Francis and then be like, not know my stuff. But like, listen what he said. Trump, volatility, E-minis. I've been telling you guys, pair long-term investing with futures, with the algorithm. It is the cheat code. Like, pun intended. I'm telling you. And me and him, we didn't plan this. But even when Cuban came on Market Mondays, he's like, hey, I trade futures to the hedge. Like, It is one system. Be able to manage and master everything in investing. You never have to worry about money.
Man, your listen.
Your portfolio too will stay up like mine does.
You hit it on the head, man, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they look at, they get comfortable in one way of trading or one way of investing or whatnot. Yep. And, you know, there's this big concept of, you know, fundamentals versus technicals, short term versus long term, et cetera, et cetera. And I tell people all the time, like, you have to know how to do both. This is just like how Bruce Lee talked about, you know, being like water and being able to be fluid, right? The market is never the same. You know, when we talk about Fat Joe saying yesterday's price, not today's price, yesterday's market is not today's market, right? Like, mm-hmm. the market is constantly in a state of flux and in a state of change. And so you have to be able to adapt to it and take what it's giving you at any point in time in order to grow your portfolio. We're not in this to, you know, to feed our egos or feed ourselves and tell ourselves like, yo, you know, this is the only right way to do it. Whatever it is, like, we're in this to make money, right? Money. We're in this to grow our portfolios as individuals, as and as a culture. So, you know, you have to be able to equip yourself to be able to participate in the market in both ways. And futures is an amazing way to do that, you know, to be able to protect your, because it's damn near around the clock, right? Yes. The worst thing about trading, you know, stocks and options is you're subject when that market closes. You're subject to whatever happens until the market opens. And if something happens unexpected, you did everything right. You did your due diligence, picked the right thing. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, you know, China is doing something crazy and the market crashes and now your portfolio's down. You have to be able to take advantage of the action, you know, overnight and protect yourself. So, yeah, you're 100% on that, man. I mean, it's something that I feel like everybody, and to Rashad's point, none of the stuff that we talk about here, trading, investing, futures, all this, none of it is complex. It's not really anything that the average person can't master. You know what I mean? It's nothing that takes rocket science or a 6-year degree to figure out. You know, it's just about dedicating yourself to learning the material. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, how many hours a day do you spend looking at the market
now? Like, mm-hmm. recently, as of recently, only I'll probably say probably about maybe an hour or two a day. Honestly, I'm not,
what,
I really,
what about when you were learning? Because I know you got the algorithm.
Oh, yeah, when you're studying it, you know, when you're studying this, it's around the clock. I mean, damn near, you know, you up 2-3 in the morning some nights just studying and preparing for the next day, you know. One of my biggest platforms I like to use to understand market knowledge, which I like to break things down into fundamentals, technicals, and market knowledge, right? Market knowledge is just understanding what's happening in the market and the economy, is a site called Seeking Alpha, SEEKINGALPHA. And Seeking Alpha is an amazing resource to understand what's happening in the market in all different aspects. And I'll be up there, man. It'll be like 2-3 in the morning. I'm just reading through articles on companies and on the market as a whole in the economy. And, you know, you just have to do that, you know, when you get into the game, man. I mean, you know, it's nothing complicated, but you do have to dedicate the time to it. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Seeking Alpha. And I'm going to put this in the chat and I'm going to text it to Shai so he can put it in YouTube. So these are the publications that I read every morning. Seeking Alpha is on the list. And so a lot of people ask me, like, what's the research? What are you reading? I'm literally going to copy this, put this in the chat, and then I'm going to text it to Shai. He's going to put it in YouTube. And that's every morning. If you want a dedication, if you want to learn, and like, I just had a thirst for learning. So I said, I gotta catch up, because a lot of people are ahead in this game. So I put literally just now, shout out to everybody, that's all our earners. Those are my publications. That's my homework every single morning before the market opens, on top of what you just saw that we go through. And so I'm just texting to you. You can put it in YouTube.
3,000 people on the check-in on YouTube. We appreciate you. Hit the like button. Oh, man, on a Wednesday. Crazy, man.
Stuff going up.
Wealth Wednesdays. Don't copy.
Man, please don't copy. All right. So before we get to questions, and before I want to definitely have Francis look at some charts, but before that, I just want to ask you guys some general questions about investing. How important is support and resistance? We talk about that a lot. But people still might not fully understand what that is and why it's important.
Yeah. Real quick before you do that, I put it in the chat. Can somebody, if you're an earner, can you put those articles?
You sent me this whole thing.
I know. That's why I'm telling them. If somebody could just copy and paste it and put it in YouTube so our tubers can get it as well.
Francis, yes. You want to start?
Yeah, I mean, so I say that support and resistance, I mean, is obviously is crucial to technical analysis. It's really the core of what it is that we do with technicals, right? Like, we really want to understand where, you know, a stock is going to have some resistance, you know, on a technical level, or where maybe a good point where that stock may be looking at reversing, or maybe a good place to take some profit off the table and things of that nature. And at support, you know, places where we might want to look at averaging down. You know, a lot of times if you're not using support and resistance, you're basically, and I see this happen all the time, especially with newer traders, you know, they'll base, you know, what a good price for the stock is based on where the stock was, you know, when they first saw it, right? So, oh, the stock used to be $200 and now it's $150. So this must be a great place to buy it, not considering anything that has, you know, whether it's near support or not. And so areas of support and resistances are typically places that we see reversals happen or things of that nature. So if you're looking for an entry point or an exit point, you want to do so at, you know, a near support and resistance. Now, there's a lot of different ways to structure support and resistance. You could do it based on, you know, previous reversal zones, things of that nature. You could do it based off of, you know, trending support with moving averages. You could do it off of Fibonacci levels. There's a lot of different support and resistance zones and ways to draft support and resistance. And again, it's one of those things where you need to know them all, right? And you need to know which one is the right one to use in a particular moment in time, right? So if a stock is trending in a clear trend, you know, I like to use moving average as a moving support, right? And a good place for support. And if I break past one of my moving averages, and I'll pull my Fib levels and I look for some retracements, right? So there's multiple ways of doing it. And as a trader and as an investor, you just have to have your arsenal, right? Your tool belt, like I like to kind of relate it to, and know when it's time to pull out what tool, when it's time to pull out your, you know, EMAs, when it's time to pull out your SMAs, when it's time to pull out your Fib levels, and which ones it's time to look at, you know, using to identify support and resistance. So it's very critical thing for people to learn. You know, like, you can't emphasize it enough, honestly.
Francis, what I know Ian loves the 72 day. What EMAs do you use?
I mean, I use pretty standard 20-day, 50-day, 100-day, 200-day moving averages. Honestly, I typically just draw I have my EMAs on my chart primarily for swing trading, right? I use it for swing trade. I use it to time entries during the daytime. If it's during the daytime, you know, I might just use a 7-day moving average or 14. Just depends on kind of what time frame I'm looking at. So it just, you know, again.
Disclaimer. That's strictly for live men, not for freshmen.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, it's something that you learn in the game. The main thing to do is it can be very overwhelming, right? There's a lot of things, a lot of different ways, methodologies, and things like that. Everybody has their thing. What you just want to understand is, what is an EMA? How is it used? Right? Looking at it on historical charts and on current charts of stocks you're looking at now. Playing around with it on different time frames, and then crafting your own strategy of what is comfortable for you. You know what I mean? You can't really, you know, what Ian does and what works for Ian, or what Troy does and what works for Troy may not work for me, because I have a different, you know, style of strategy or what might work for the next man. So it's all about understanding the tools and then how you get comfortable using them to craft your strategy.
But let me ask you this. If we were in a swing trade, let's just take a random company. If it dropped down and let's say we were looking at like 7-year month and it went down to the 200, would you then get in at the 200 and maybe exit at your 20?
It depends. I mean, I would say that the 200 would be a great place to look for an entry point. If I was looking for an entry point on a stock, a 200 is always a pretty, you know, standard place to look for a potential entry. But it depends on the reason why that stock went down in the first place. That's right. True. Is it a fundamental reason? Or is it something that happened, like, you know, with Facebook, something that is a current event that caused it to do that, right? Yeah. Because it could blow right through my 200 and continue dropping on the way down because it just came from a massive run and it's just
like Evergrande.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, that would be a great time to look for picking up a stock on a 200 or 100 or something like that, because these are events that are outside of the company itself, right?
That would bleed through the technicals, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you know, it just depends on what's happening with that company. And if it's a fundamental shift in the company's business model that's causing it, like they just lost a massive contract that was half their revenue or
Yeah,
something like
the
that, then yeah, I
technical's not
mean,
going to save you anyway.
yeah,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Yeah. So.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We
on high level.
Before we go,
Not eye level.
let me just run this whole situation down. EYL University, this is the open enrollment. We do these group chat calls once a month, and we do classes every single week. So this is to give you guys a and peek into the window of EYL University. If you want to join, get this kind of education and more. Flash sale, never happen again. 48 hours only, 65% off. It will never happen again, never. Also, in the bio of this video, in the description of this video, are links to Red Panda Stock Club, the infamous Red Panda Stock Club. If you are looking to get your stock portfolio at the highest level possible, the best buy-in, all of that and
Hands
above,
down.
the link, and also the cheat code algo.
Hello.
EYLCCBundle.com. We have the cheapest price for the cheat code, $500 off. EYL special.
I'm gonna kill all these deals. Y'all better take your after we make two or three announcements. Hey, Charla, don't let them do no more deals. We running up. Y'all better take advantage.
Should
I'm
have seen the
calling soon
text
as we get
messages.
off.
He's like, "Yo, you sure?"
Okay.
Let's see who we
Let's go
got.
to, let's go to some
It's been a
questions.
minute. Let's see. Let's see. Leon, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on?
What's up? What's going on?
What's good? How
What's
you?
up with you, bro?
How you doing, family?
All right. I want to know what y'all thought about stash. I don't think I hear y'all talk about that a lot or any. Just buying stocks on stash.
Francis, you
Oh,
want to
you
go
talking
first?
about stash the app?
Yeah,
Yeah,
like to actually buy stocks, like if you should buy stocks on Stash.
mean, I think it's look, but everything is, to me personally, something is better than nothing, right? Stash is cool as like a kind of like as an opposed an alternative to just putting it in a savings account, right? It's something that you can set and forget. But you should definitely have a core portfolio on a decent brokerage like TD Ameritrade or E-Trade or something along Tastyworks is a new one. Something that you can do a lot more with, right? Stash is just cool for just,
Yeah, I got TD too also.
Yeah, so I think it's cool.
Yeah,
I think Stash also it rounds up the change, right?
Yeah.
Is that Stash?
Yeah, I think
Okay.
so.
Yeah, and you can also, I think, set like recurring money to come out your account, like $5, $10, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Robinhood. Stay tuned.
Oh,
You
they
never
just
know.
they
You
know
never
who he
know.
knows.
You never know.
Yeah, they announced their crypto wallet today.
Crypto wallet. Yeah, that's gonna be
Yep.
big.
That's big.
That
That's gonna
shook
be
the room
big.
up.
That's gonna be big.
I didn't send that to you, Ian. I figured you see that when you wake up.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, well
Leon,
played.
appreciate you.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Man, let's see who we got. Shay, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on?
Hello, how's everyone doing?
We good, Shay.
Good,
How are
how
you?
are you?
Good. So I've been following, I guess you guys for a while in regards to like the stocks, but I have a question. Some of these indicators, I guess not like the VIX and stuff like that, but I guess your technical analysis, can this be applied to like cryptocurrency as well to an extent?
Yo, that's crazy. It's
It
crazy that you
works,
asked
people.
that. That's so crazy. That's very weird, actually, that you asked that question because I was just thinking in my brain, like, yo, we didn't even get a chance to talk about crypto. And I wanted to talk about crypto and I wanted to actually have him go over crypto chart, but we don't have to do that. But
Oh, yeah.
Please do.
that's actually crazy.
You want
But
me
I
to
was
do
just about to say, well, for the interest of time, if we could do it quickly. But
it?
yes,
Yeah.
it does.
Or we can add a brother Sato and Marco Mendes and we can continue our. Yeah.
Technical analysis as a whole definitely applies to cryptocurrency. Definitely. So everything that we're talking about right now is not just for stocks. It's actually for anything. I mean, Forex,
Can I be honest?
crypto.
If you can chart it, you can apply it to business. I use Fibonacci retracements for my dad and real estate to determine prices where to potentially buy.
Are you
Excuse me,
serious?
for
That's
crypto,
next
and I'll tell
level.
you, I'm different. I'm different. Like
Trade over.
everything. when to buy a business, when to exit, when you're in the middle, when you're having a Black Swan event for startups. So use a 72-200. So like in Red Panda, we call, shout out to the Dream Team, we called not 191 in ADA 2 weeks ago. Go check where Cardano went yesterday.
I already saw
191. Apply it across the board. And also, too, if you get the metrics for your stats for your children that play sports, and let's say you want them to go to the league, you can chart where the top 100 kids are in the country and chart out where they are and use the 72-200 to know if they're on track to be in that league. It's like, it's all, that's why when we're just talking about fibs and mathematical equations, it applies to every part of business. Same with EYL. If you can see their chart for their growth, that shit is like, phew. Like, that's the real to the moon.
Hockey stick.
Like, Red Panda, hockey stick. Cheat code, hockey stick. Use these tools for futures, Forex. Shout out to everybody in episode 70 who killed me about Forex. Crypto, options. Use all the indicators in trading and master one. You'll be able to kill and nobody will be able to tell you anything. I promise you.
And also, speaking of that, when we did the investment group chat call months ago, and Francis was on, and we talked about Ethereum.
Yeah.
And we went over the chart for Ethereum. And I think it was like $1,700 at the time. And I put money in at that. And that night, I told everybody. In the group chat, like, yeah, I'm gonna put a substantial amount of money in Ethereum tonight. And I told MG, the mortgage guy, that was his first cryptocurrency purchase. And now I believe it's at $3,000.
Yeah, it's back over three.
Over $3,000. Yeah, so definitely can work for crypto. And that's something I
honestly
put money in myself.
Honestly, I'll tell you, man, technicals are even more critical than they is in anything else in stocks or otherwise, right? Because with stocks, we got fundamentals to really kind of go off of and a lot of other things, right? With crypto, it's primarily almost all technical, you know, for the most part, outside of, you know, coin supply and things of that nature. I mean, everything really is technical on the crypto. And so,
and back to this point, back to your point earlier, this is why you guys have to master everything. So when I was like two tech, two index, because I didn't want the regulators to come after me, people's like, you don't know about crypto. I'm like, crypto moves at the same speed as the NASDAQ future. So when you practice and study every market, you're able to pick it up a lot faster. They have Ethereum future, Bitcoin future. So when you are using the same, and I'm going to give you guys a super cheat code. If your indicator does not work across the board for everything that you can trade, your indicator does not work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crystal ball works on everything. Like, so you want your indicator and your setup to work across every asset class. So let's say they make an NFT future and NFT ETF. Will you be able to trade with Cyberpunks? Make sure it works across the board. You never have to worry about anything.
Yeah. And one of the key differences when you're doing crypto, and obviously like Francis and Ian said, once you know the technicals and you know the charts, make sure that you're not looking at the weekly chart, because crypto moves so fast that you don't want to be in the weekly chart and basing your decision off that. You want to be in the day chart, if not the 4 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 45 minute. So you can get, because it just moves so fast, right? So you can get a buy signal, sell signal. I know some people are down to the 15 minute, to the 1 minute, but that's for live. Yeah, you really got to be a little bit experienced.
Not for freshmen.
It's not for freshmen, but you want to be in those type of charts, because the volatility is so fast. It moves so quick. And we never know what the cause is. A lot of times in crypto, we could wake up and like, wait, crypto's down 3,000. Bitcoin's down 3,000. Ethereum's down 2,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, and here's the thing. That's especially true if you're trading crypto, you know, especially when you're looking at places to build a long-term portfolio, which I think is an amazing strategy for crypto, right? When you start looking at crypto on a 10-year horizon, on a 5-year horizon, things like that, and then you start using your FIB levels, right, your long-term FIB levels, weekly, monthly FIB levels as places to – because this is the thing. Crypto will – the cycles in crypto are massive. You know, crypto as a whole, the entire market will run hundreds of percentages and come fall 70% within a few months or whatever it is, and then stable out, right? So finding a place, an entry level to build a long-term position or add to your long-term position or add to your long-term holds is really a powerful thing to do in crypto. So I like to use like the long-term FIB levels. So I look and say, okay, whatever the crypto asset is, Ethereum, whatever it is, has now hit its 72% retracement level. It's 68% retracement level, right? And those are places on a long-term horizon, on a weekly horizon, monthly horizon, whatnot. And that's where I'll look to start, you know, adding heavily to go, because you don't want to buy at the tops. You don't want to buy when everything's rallying. That's crypto going to break your heart if you do that. You know what I mean? So
Ian has supplied the chat with the number.
There you go.
Go look.
There you go.
Did you have BYL University?
Shay, thank you.
Got something thank that nobody you guys else so much. Has. Ian Dunlap put the entry point for Ethereum. Got to have something
for free. For free.
Got to have something exclusive to EYLU. YouTube, you guys got a lot today.
Y'all should have got in that and Cardano at 191. Shout out to Kayla, Queen Cardano.
Yeah, shout out to her. That was February, man. Shout out to her.
Told you.
Javante, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on, Javante?
What's up? What's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you perfect.
Yeah, I ain't so loud today. I'm on my phone. Hey, I just got a quick question. In my 401k, how many holdings should I have?
I'm a defaulted to Rashad.
401k. Yeah, that's really who I'm asking.
what are you in right now?
I have 5 mutual funds. I think that's too many. And then I got my company.
Company stock?
What company are you in?
Eaton.
What's the stock ticker?
ETN, I think. Eaton. EATON. I think it's.
So, E-A-T-O-N. I mean, rule of thumb for me, I never like to have any more than four positions in a 401k.
Yeah, four.
I think if you have four, then that's definitely enough. You know, I'm real big on the target date fund. Spoke about that a few different times, but a target date fund is like, you know, 2040, 2030, 2060, 2055, whatever date you plan on retiring. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like autopilot. And then sometimes people want, you know, a little, you can actually just have that as 100% because it's diversified. But if you want to have a little bit more, you know, diversification, then you can do like maybe a small cap fund, maybe a large cap fund. And then if you want to have some of your company stock or maybe, you know, something like a balance fund, we talk about balance fund a lot where it's a mix of between bonds and stocks, and that's more of a conservative play, but it actually still can give you some decent returns as well. But that's what I would go for. The target date fund, small cap, large cap, and then the fourth one, maybe a mid cap, maybe a balanced fund, depending on maybe your company stock, depending on, you know, your situation. But I wouldn't necessarily have more than four in my portfolio. Yeah.
Well, how long have you been with Eaton?
7 years, but I just
hold on to that stop.
No, hold on to that. Time out. I just started
investing.
You just started.
You worked there,
but you haven't invested with them.
No, yeah, I just did the one that they put you in, but I just took advantage of it when I watched Old Girl Market Monday. I think it was Market Monday number 42.
Back in the crates.
Pajanista?
No, that one girl on Instagram, she always say,
Kizia.
That's when I took advantage of my 401k. That was an awesome episode.
Somebody said woo in the background.
Yeah, Kizia, she's a fire, she's a firecracker. Super.
Oh, yeah, can I ask one more question?
What's up?
Hey, can Ian give me can y'all give me the, on CAH, it's a health care. But they haven't reached their high since 2015. But I think it's pretty good.
Drake boys, don't do it. Please don't do it.
Why do you think it's pretty good? If it hasn't reached
high. Because they make the medical carts that all the computers sit on.
You'll be better off. Yeah, but they have more competition. If you want a monopoly in the healthcare space. Now watch this. All the nurses and doctors. Have you heard of a company called Stryker? And how dominant are they?
Super dominant.
Well, yeah, that's how I found
Stryker's where you have to go. Cardinal doesn't have the edge that you think. I know what you're trying to do, but Cardinal's going to slide down. If you can get it at 38, it wouldn't be bad. It'd be a better swing trade, like 38, 84, and if you can ride it back up to 50, yeah. But don't.
That chart looks dangerous.
That chart looks nasty.
That chart looks very dangerous.
Look, yeah, in 2004,
nasty work.
Nasty. Almost 10 years. They went down to 24. You don't want to play with your money like that, because the girl that you have, she may not be your girl if your stock go down 55%, 60. That's hard to explain, baby. We down 60%. But you listen to Ian and Rashad. Don't listen. You don't want that pressure in your household, brother.
Facts.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, but I was just looking at it because it's something that I could buy every week. I know.
I like the fact that you're thinking outside the box.
You're thinking about it.
You're looking at something and you're thinking like an investor. But
thank you.
You can't just go with the easy plays. Don't try to be a super genius and reinvent the wheel here. Like, you look at the chart, you know that chart's not a good chart. So.
Josh Brown has a great quote. You don't get extra points for levels of difficulty.
Yeah.
Ooh. Too many people want to be like, well, I called this one when it was at a dollar. And it's like, well, in that interim, though, I may have gotten 500%. Like, shout out to everybody in Stock Club. Like, Moderna's up 300-500%. There's a certain time you need to do it based on what the growth can be. Cardinal's not there. And then a couple people put it in chat. Like, True Tablet, if you've been in a hospital, Cardinal doesn't have the stronghold that it did 6 or 7 years ago. So,
all right, thank you for your time. Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing, though, Javonte. Yeah. Appreciate you.
Okay. I know. Thank you, Troy.
All right, boss.
Toronto, Canada is heavy on the check-in.
Hey, y'all want us to come to Toronto or no?
To the six.
the real six guy.
I got you. Let's go to Jonte. Jonte, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Everything's good.
Good. How you doing?
I have a question. So what I did was for my expenses, you know, you have to save a year or 2 years for your expenses, right? So what I did, I put them in the market, but now since it's about to be a pullback, should I take them out?
Well, first off the rip, when we talk about the 1 year of, you talking about your emergency fund?
Yeah.
Right, correct.
Your emergency fund should never be invested.
It should be separate.
Yeah, that should be. So we talk about that on the financial planning call, where you should have a online savings account. I personally use Capital One. You can use whatever. Ally is a great one. But you could use anyone, but you should never invest your emergency fund, because that is for an emergency and anything can happen. And stock market code to go down, you might not be able to get in time. You don't want to tie your emergency fund in investment. So
yeah, but which companies are you invested in?
Right now I'm in FXAIX. It's a Fidelity index or ETF. I'm in another Fidelity ETF. I'm also in AMD and ServiceNow.
How long have you been in ServiceNow?
I just got in service now around March.
Job well done. Yeah, you don't want to gamble with that. You have a growth. Now, I would say the ones that are volatile, that if you need for emergency, I would take those out. The ETFs are fine. Those would be stable. But yeah, you don't, because if you would have got into a bad company, it could ruin you. But as a rule of thumb, you don't want to have your emergency in there. But have you been in AMD since March as well?
No, I just got in an AMD like 2 months ago.
Yeah, my personal suggestion to you, real quick, is also if you're putting your emergency fund into investing and you don't have, you know, for whatever reason, let's say, you know, you just don't have the funds somewhere else separate or whatnot, you know, the best thing to do in those times is to spend your time, you know, learning the market, learning the game, taking a small, very small amount of capital and practice. You know, participating in the market, right? And keep your emergency fund for what it's meant to be, which is emergencies. If it's a matter of not having enough cash to, you know, to invest right now in the way that you want to, try building the skill set of learning how to trade and learn how to take a little bit of money and turning it into a larger amount of money, right? Yeah. Because, you know, I get it if that's where it's at. I don't know your personal situation. I know myself. I started from the absolute bottom, you know, $1,000, $2,000 to my name. You know what I mean? And, you know, learning how to bounce back from that and learning how to grow something like that. It takes skill. It takes experience. And you're already doing the right thing by being on calls like this and asking questions. But really just, you know, keep at the learning process and starting with a small, very small amount of money and not playing with your emergency fund, because it can be, you know, the market can be ruthless, you know what I mean?
But good job for getting into some good ones. Like,
yeah, you got some solid things.
Personally, I'm like, you did well.
And you can dollar cost average too. Put a little bit of money every single month in and do it that way as well. But
Jonte, appreciate you, bro.
Best of luck, man. Appreciate
you. Yeah, I appreciate you. And if AMD gets back down to 8502, oh, baby. Be a nice place to add.
That's way down.
Let's get a cup. Hopefully that doesn't happen.
Yeah, come on. Don't put the energy out there.
I'll call what my name is my name.
Let's get a couple.
Is that Sadie? I hope is it Sadie?
Yeah, you said it correctly.
Sadie, what's going on? You're already on mute. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
So I just have a question about my Fidelity, my investment account. I think I have like too much there, but I know Ian always says two techs, two indexes, but I think I have too much. So I have, of course, Apple, ARKK, Fidelity Real Estate, I think, index fund. I have the FXAIX. I have the FZILX, FZROX. I have Microsoft, I have QQQ, I have BGT and XLF.
Okay, yep. What I would do is over the last, you have too many. Over the last year, I will look at the ones that just by percentage are giving you the best gain.
Mm-hmm.
Keep those and cut the other ones out, and it'll cause a lot less stress. And then you can reallocate those funds to those four winners.
Okay. Can you tell me which one you would just cut? Or obviously look at what's giving me the best returns, you said?
Yes, because I don't know how long you've been in, but if you look at your and just go to the last year, it'd be a clear, like they're going to stand out. Like you should be up, if you've been in longer than a year, probably 40 to 50%. If you've been in it for a year, probably in the 20% range. Whichever ones are producing the best, you'll be fine.
Okay.
But the Fidelity ones are great. Apple, Microsoft, of course, VGT, amazing.
QQQ as well.
QQQ is great. If anything, I'd probably get rid of ARKK. But
ARKK,
go only be biased to the gains that you get in your account. Okay. Only be biased to that. So whatever's producing that's in the top four, keep those and you can cut everything else.
Okay.
And you had XLF too? XLF, you said, right?
Yes, I do.
I think that's a solid one too. I'm actually in, I have a position.
That one's doing very well.
You have shares of these ETFs, right? Is that what you said?
Correct. Yes. Okay. Shares. Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. XLF is a solid.
And also for my Roth, should I have this exact same account? I mean, exact same holding for my Roth as well? Because all I have is my Roth is my Apple, Disney, the Fidelity Index Fund, the FXAIX, FZLIX, and the Microsoft and FZROX.
You're great. The same ones. If you're winning, the thing about investing that makes it so difficult, like, every investment is like having a child and you don't want to learn 14 to 15 different personalities. Correct. Stick with the same ones. I know we got a comment about sector rotation. I'm going to be real. Sector rotation only applies to hedge funds and if you're an institutional trader. It doesn't, in the grand scheme of things, it's a thing that became sexy to get more volume out of us. Think of sector rotation and the talk, because this is always my question. If the rotation was the most important thing, why did they never tell us when to rotate into it? They haven't talked about the top machine learning companies until I started talking about asteroid mining. No one was talking about it publicly. So be mindful, because that's like when a furniture stores are like, hey, we're going out of business. Everything's 80% off. It's like, well, you could have been pricing it lower the entire time. They usually take those funds and then go set up shop somewhere else. Like, be careful of those rotation comments. And then also too, you should have the same ones in the same portfolio. Like, I have my family in the same ones that I do across the board in all their accounts. That makes it a hell of a lot easier.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
You have a great portfolio though.
Sadie, we appreciate you. I think that's the first time I've called it. Shout out to you. Shout out to you. Have a good night. Let's go. Let's do one more. Let's see a name. Let's do this, because this could be Jamaican. Carrie Ann, you there?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on, Carrie?
How are you?
So, I just want to thank you guys for all you do as usual. So, my coworker just told me some wildness. Like, he has no, like, retirement plan, nothing. He's, like, 45. So, like, he's, like, one of my dudes, like, I really check with at work, look out for. So, how do I get him into the market? Because I'm like, I listen to you guys and I execute. And I'm telling him stuff. He's like, you're going too fast for me. So I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, bro. Like, the simplest thing I told him to do was like, yo, you could even get like a Roth IRA, putting like $6,000 a year. That's going to be a tax write-off. You start there. And I guess he's like, I don't know if that's like a good like place to put him.
Is he making a lot of money?
Yeah, we make six figures.
You got to show me gains.
That's what Ian, I'm thinking the same thing. Show him the returns, right? Like, don't show him a dream, show him the cream. And that's what a lot of, like, when you show people the gains, they're like, wait, now I'm enticed. It's like when you show a kid money. It's like, well, how did you get that? How can I get that? So it becomes very like, oh my gosh, you know something I don't know and you're making money. Well, now you need to teach me.
Yeah, we were discussing options with one of our site managers, and he's like, all right, you know, Francis, you're really good with options. This dude, I was like, I'm Ian. I'm long term. I'm good with that. I don't want it. I don't need that fast money, as I call it. I like the slow, steady growth. That's good for me because I don't pay attention that much to stocks that I can sit and watch it every day. So picking good stocks, putting the ETFs, my two index funds, I'm good with that. But my site manager, he was talking about, he made like $72,000 off a Chipotle option play or put or something he made. And I was like, how did you do that? He was explaining to me, because up until this point, I'm like, nah, I'm with Ian. I'm not messing with options. I'm just going to stay in my lane, do what I do. I'm good with that.
Well, let me say something real quick just on that note, because I think it's important. There's a lot of things with options that you could do that you can fit into your long-term strategy, right? If you're a dividend person who likes to get dividends on a consistent basis, you can get outsized gains and outsized returns and outsized dividend returns, creating your own dividend through options, right? You can sell options contracts. You don't have to be the buyer of options contracts. Most people trade options. Yes, we do use options as a leverage instrument to get outsized returns and things of that nature. So it does seem a little bit more fast money-ish, right? But you know, you can create your own dividends by selling calls, covered calls against your stock portfolio, right? And just the stock that you hold in your portfolio. And you'll see, you know, much more significant dividend returns than you would, you know, just looking for a typical dividend payout. And very little risk at all. And so there's just so many different things that you could do combining option strategy. So I want you to definitely, you know, take some time and see about, you know, looking into those strategies. I think it's a great thing that, again, it's going back to the beginning, it's not an either or, right? I look at things like, you know, you got to know how to do both, how to play in both lanes. Because, again, our goal is to get the returns, right? The market doesn't care about us. The hedge funds don't care about us. You got to care about yourself. So learning all these strategies is really key and important. Now, I say that, but I also say that, you know, to the point of your homeboy at work, everything ain't for everybody also. Facts. Right? You can show that man 1,000,000% and he might just not feel it. Real estate might be his thing. You know, it's entrepreneurship might be his thing, right? There's a lot of different ways that people can get into investing in some way, shape, or form, you know, and typically one form of investing will eventually lead to the others, right? Because people get addicted to making return without having to go to work for it, right? So, you know, I would say if you really, you know, are trying, if he's really just not, nothing is moving him, you know, I would just always, you know, I always go back to, you know, you could trade your time for a dollar, you know, or you could have your dollar make a dollar for you, and then figuring out, I think everybody understands that point. Like, I think everybody understands they don't want to go to work forever, right? They want to be able to make their money.
But some people do. This is the sad thing about our community, because we've been brainwashed. Not everyone wants to be free.
That's the thing. His literal plan is to work until he dies. And I was like, are you insane?
The reality is this, right? Like, nothing's going to speak louder than your disappearance.
That's a fact. That's everyone who didn't believe in investing and trading when I was talking to him about it in 2011, 2012, 13, 14, 15. Bro, man, I should have listened to you. Like, you're going to have a lot of, I always tell the story, like, I had a family member, he tired of me talking about it. But he's like, you think you're going to be Warren Buffett? I'm like, Buffett, but yes, I am going to be that. Right? Buffet. So,
I'm mad he made that man times, French.
It's not that they don't believe in you is that they don't think that they're capable. But by doing it on your own, they're going to wake up. Because when I'm going to be real, when COVID hit and everyone, I was taking care of probably 15, 16 family members. And they're like, how the hell are you? I'm like, remember that buffet thing you talked? That's what's allowing me to do it. That made it click for a lot of people. And then COVID made a really fine line of relationships have to be quality. Investments have to be quality. The friendships have to be quality. It was a wake up call for people. It may not be his time yet. He may not want to be friends.
You gotta keep going. You gotta keep going. It's like I said this to my colleagues the other day. Like I went back to visit the school and they're looking at me like, hey man, so you coming back next year? And I'm looking at them in my head like, y'all really don't get it. Y'all don't get it, but it's not meant to get. Nothing speaks louder than you not being there anymore. So just keep doing what you're doing. It's called the biggest.
What? Too much. I'm actually went back to visit.
I was at the dentist. It's right up the street. But I got people who actually care and actually want the information, so they know they have access to me. So I'm always going to show love to the people that I know care about students. I'm always going to do that.
Too much time on a job can have you programmed.
That's a fact.
Yeah, I just put people on to you guys. Like I was talking to my Verizon guy who was trying to sell me a new package. I was like, hey, do you watch Earning Leisure? Because you're 25. You need to be buying. I was like, I went down the list. Like, you need to be getting an ETFs. You need to get some life insurance. Yeah. You're young. It's cheap. Do that. Yeah. I think he's now an earner. Because I stayed on his ass. I'm like, if you're going to sell me this, I'm going to sell you EYL.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that for sure. Yeah, institutional. When people think about becoming institutionalized, they just think about being incarcerated. Well, you can become institutionalized. The whole institutionalized, it doesn't just relate to jail. It's any institution. It can be the military. It can be school, it can be jobs. A lot of these people become institutionalized without even knowing that they're institutionalized. And when you do something over and over for your entire life, it's hard to break that pattern. And, you know, it's a sad thing, but, you know, unfortunately, everybody's not going to make it.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I kept saying, you deserve to be rich. That's what was most people's first experience actually saying to themselves, I deserve to be rich. I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be wealthy. You have to put it in your mind first, because we have to look. If you're in your 30s, you've had from 1 year old to 29, the world telling you, especially if you're Black, you're not capable unless you hoop or rap or play football to be able to get any money. That's a lot
one
of
last thing.
Millions of messages.
Yeah, I think you'd be proud of me. You know, I got an AMD in 2015. Ooh. I put like my first bonus check. I put my first bonus check of $1,000, all of it. In the AMD, and I've held it ever since.
You different. I appreciate you.
Oh, baby. I bet to tell you guys that like the first time I called in, but I forgot. I was like, oh yeah, I do have AMD.
I can't even put
that. And you work as can you say roughly like cut it in half? What percentage are you up for people for inspiration that they need to hear from you for holding long?
It's up at I don't know because I've seen the money, but it's just like in my head, it's like, that's not mine. That's Summer's money. That's my daughter. So I don't really. Okay.
That's even not if my you money, got in at the top, money. AMD is at, was that $3 then? AMD is at $104.38 today.
Yeah.
The power of long-term holding. Let the money work for you, like the good brother just said.
That's her jumpstart money. So that's hers.
Shout out to you, Sherry.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yep. Everybody I deserve to be wealthy in chat, please.
Thanks, Carrie Ann.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you for spreading the word. Shout out to you.
Julian Gordon made 2,000 people at InvestFest stand up and say, I am homeless.
Yeah.
That was hard.
That was a moment.
That is one of the most legendary.
Yeah, go to Matt's page. You put the clip up.
Extremely controversial.
Yeah, when it happened,
you gotta shock people.
Very controversial.
Yeah. Yeah. All the rent. Yeah, all everybody who was renting stand up. He's like, repeat after me. I am homeless. And you just heard people say, I am homeless. I was like, oh, and then he went into explaining it. But
Julian Gordon.
Even with the high net worth thing that I posted last week, like when becoming a millionaire became a thing in the 1800s, that is adjusted for today. That's 21 million to 26 million to be classified as rich. That's why top NBA players get paid between 21 and 40.
Listen, Ian, when you posted that, I saw people who were sharing it randomly on my Facebook page and things, and who were arguing about how it's not accurate and this, that, and third. I'm like, man, listen, $0 to $500,000 net worth, you're poor. It just is what it is. That is it,
It's you put it on Instagram.
Yeah,
he be at on Instagram.
I ain't see it. You need to go follow every post true. I make, brother. I know you get tired of talking.
It's true.
Wait. Leroy did it or Ian did it?
It's true.
I gotta check it out. I ain't see that post. But I said for a while 10 million. I think that was like mine. I've been saying that for a while. Like 10 million is like in order to have some level of financial security.
Freedom.
But yeah, that's interesting. I'm gonna check that out. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying there was a clip that shows the level of wealth from Bezos level, mm-hmm. right, and yeah. Musk level to like down here. Like you're closer to being broke at 1 million than you are to max, right?
Like Cuban said, if he had a million, he would kill himself.
Yeah, he said, I'm walking on eggshells. I think 19 Keys just posted something. He said that the top five wealthiest people had abundance of 315 billion that they made during the pandemic, 315 billion,
and it's like, only getting worse. It's only getting farther and farther apart.
The top 300 people in the world have more wealth than the rest of the 97% of the
combined
world. 97%.
This is the scary part. They don't factor in the people who are actually the wealthiest in the world.
Here he goes.
That's the scary part. That is the scary part.
We're trying to stay on this network.
That's the scary part.
There he goes.
Well, one thing I want to say to that point, man, is this: I want to encourage everybody on these calls. You can, creating, getting to the level of wealth that actually makes a difference is only a matter. It's only a decision away. It's really only one company, one idea. Mm-hmm. One, solid investment, multiple investments, but one decision on cheat code, whatever it may be, right? For you as an individual, we have to, as a culture, start to, close that gap. And we're doing it. You know what I mean? We're doing it. That's why we're so big on the public markets and looking to take companies public and do our thing in that space, because that's where that wealth is really, hell, we trade it every day, right? We can tap that market. And I just got to encourage everybody, man, like, you can't, you can figure it out, and we have to figure it out. It's our responsibility to do so as a whole, man. But Ian, shout out to you for posting that. I think that was a real wake up call for some people to see, on that scale, man. It's crazy.
It's humbling. It's a humbling situation.
Yeah, real humbling.
Even for me, like my mentor told me, like until you're influencing, like as much as I feel like we've done for the culture, my mentor is like, until you have presidents and dignitaries calling you, you haven't done shit yet. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing for Black people. But until you can get policies changed, then helping the culture at the same time, it's humbling to see those kind of numbers. But going back to Medici family, I'm going to keep us on air. I'm going to be good. But go do your research.
Keep us on air, please.
What real world wealth is.
Please, please.
Yes.
This has been higher education at its finest. This, do not take this level of education for granted. This was a superb almost 2 hour deep dive into stock market, looking at charts, going over websites. I mean, it's sometimes when you get a lot of information, especially if it's free, you don't fully appreciate it. It's human nature. But we have to appreciate the level of information that was given tonight. Definitely watch the replay. It will be on podcast outlets on Friday. Listen to it. Just learn. Above anything else, learn. That's extremely important, because we are fighting an uphill battle. And if you don't learn to invest, you will be broke.
Absolutely.
Not really sure how else to say that. It's important to learn how to invest, and it's important to teach your children how to invest. I'll tell this story briefly, but the highlight of my life, man, yesterday, my son, who's 10 years old, he had to write an essay for school about his hero. And long story short, he said I was his hero, but he said it in a capacity where it was articulated very well, as far as he gives back to his community, da da da. And then he threw in financial literacy. He's like, he teaches people financial literacy, and he teaches me financial literacy, and I have stock, and he tells me what stocks to buy, and da 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 da. And so sometimes you don't necessarily think that children are paying attention or that they're learning, but that was definitely encouraging to me to see him write that, because I didn't tell him to write that. So for him to write that, it means that, even if I don't think that he's really paying attention, he's paying attention. So everything that we do, our children are paying attention to what we're doing, good and bad.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Good and bad. and they mimic our behavior. Children mimic parents' behavior, good and bad. So it's
so Nazir don't like nothing. So the fact that he wrote that glowing report, man, I know you was about to cry. That's beautiful though. Shout out Nazir.
That was definitely one of the highlights of my life, man. So I say that to say it's important to teach ourselves, but what we teach ourselves is going to teach our children, which will teach their children. And that's really how we create change that we want in this world and in this country. So thank you guys for rocking with us once again. This is EYL University, 100 past webinars, private Facebook group, financial planning calls, book club, movie club, group chat calls like this we do once a month. MG the Mortgage Guys, Blueprint, and 20 Infinity Groups. It's a whole institution. And we are having a 48-hour flash sale. We just decided that randomly for no particular reason, just because we haven't had a sale in a long time. So 48-hour flash sale, $700. And that's only for 2 days. And then
it's for the entire year.
Never happen again. It'll never happen again.
For the entire year.
I'll make sure of that.
Yes.
And I'll say this, all information is not created equal. I know there's a lot of places we can get free information from. I have no affiliate deal. I'm just speaking from the heart. If we have made you money, please put yes in chat. Because just because people are talking about it doesn't mean that they're actually living it. There's a difference between, like, just for access to Market Mondays.
And living it. That's a like, fact.
Everybody said that they're investor until 11 a.m. Great. Where are you? Why are you not helped for free?
Where are
and
you?
Given and made people the best business model. And the brother does it here. Give in advance and things will go. So I'm not saying this to induce you, but go look at these comments to see. Market Mondays alone is worth it. So I'm just telling y'all, I'm going to make them raise this price at these.
And speaking of Market Mondays, we definitely have some history that we cannot announce, but we will be making history.
But I want to so bad.
We will be making history. Won't. You know, it's all about setting the bar and then
more bombs.
Then raising the bar.
More bombs. Hey.
Wait, before you go, if you are interested in the cheat code, all of the wonderful information that Francis provided tonight, EYLCCBundle.com. It is in the description of this YouTube video. $500 off of the cheat codes package. The cheapest place on the market to get the cheat code, which gives you all of the information that he just talked about today and a lot more, and you're part of a community. And last but not least, if you are interested in the world famous Stock Club, click the link in the description of this video as well if you want to join the Stock Club, which Ian provides stock entry prices.
The best on the planet.
Yes, another community. It's all about communities.
Yeah.
So, yes, true.
Yeah. No, I was just saying it's dope how both of you gentlemen have built.
Yeah, and thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate both of you gentlemen. It has been a great networking tool, EYL platform that we've built. And
Francis, what are we gonna do?
Anytime, man. Yeah, you already know what time.
Hey,
Francis said he said, yo, Troy, is it time for me to be on Monday yet? I said, think so, man.
we got some things. Maybe we can put the crystal ball and the cheat code together. You know, let's break the internet.
Let's do it.
Hey,
it's called Let's Talk Offline.
It's called This Convo's going offline very soon. Hey, listen, Detroit, we will be in town Friday, so make sure you pull up on us. Bay Area next week. We'll be in the Bay Area. So shout out to everybody in the Bay Area. Y'all been asking for
in Oakland, California, with my boy 19 Keys.
Ooh, the legend.
19, that's my guy. Legend, y'all show up for him. Yeah,
that's my dope.
Hey, some of these gentlemen might. Who knows? You might see the cheat code out there with us. You might see Ian out there
you never know.
And you know what happens when we go to Cali? You don't know if we know.
It's called Don't Play Yourself.
Award yourself.
Next Thursday, Oakland, California. We ain't really released this information yet. But
breaking news alert.
You can sign up the events tab on our website. You can RSVP to that. Our brother 19 Keys will be with us. And Oakland.
Hello.
It's my first time actually going to Oakland. I've been to San Francisco a few times.
Oakland, dope as hell, man.
I never crossed the bridge to go into Oakland. So I'm looking forward to it.
Hello.
Oakland, California. We have interviewed E-40. Keep that in mind.
Tell me where to go.
Hey.
Dreads. Hello.
Hello.
For sure.
Mozzie, pull up.
Yeah, we got, I mean.
Speaking of Mozzie.
L.A., soon come. Soon come.
Magic,
yeah, we got a lot of stuff planned. I know people point, what about New York? Listen, New York, trust me, New York.
It's called patience.
Hey, shout out Jada. Patience.
Stay tuned.
Shout out Styles.
It's called patience. Shout out to Styles. I saw Styles today in the mall. Randomly crazy. Saw him in the mall by himself. He was rushing to get some clothes before he got on a flight. That's my guy, man. Styles. Always Styles, good energy, man. Good dude right there. Shout out to Styles, man.
Hey, Francis, give Jehu a big shout out for us. I know he's probably y'all. I mean,
say what's up, man.
I knew he was there. Y'all don't. The work never stops with these two. Every time I call Jehu's in the background. Shout out to Jehu. He is amazing. He's just as amazing as Francis.
Yeah,
so I know Francis gets a lot of the credit, but yo, these guys are just amazing brothers, man. It's
teamwork.
Just being on the phone with these dudes is always inspirational, and they're young brothers too. So I feel obligated to give them a little bit of game, and I get some back from them. So shout out to Jehu and Francis again. Shout out to you and your whole community, man. All your admins.
Out to the team, man. Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah,
man.
Everybody. Keo, Bucky, Chrissy. TJ,
they were very active in the YouTube comments.
Oh man,
you gotta protect the brand at all costs.
Already know.
Not playing no games. We're gonna run it.
That's the team, man. Shout out to all you guys, man. I love all y'all, man.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Shout out to all of you. We going with Cheaters? Are we doing that? Is that official?
Oh yeah, I think they made that official a couple months ago. Yeah.
All right. Shout out to all the Cheaters. Shout out to all the Cheaters.
Shout out to all the Cheaters in the world.
And the Red Panda family, y'all already know.
Of course. Yeah.
That's the family.
We gotta get the Trappers, the Cheaters, Earners. All link up.
Yeah, we need to do a big event. That'd be cool as hell, man.
You know what I mean? You never know.
Noted.
Don't know.
IPOE, no need for reverse merger.
New York City.
This year. New York.
And you say New York City.
Get ready.
Don't worry. We haven't forgotten.
Oh, we got us. Hey, look, we got us.
We have not forgotten about New York City.
We got us.
We just have to practice patience. We have to practice patience.
You got us in a major way.
Come out, Fat Joe, Jada.
I mean, that's the alumni list outside of Jada, but yeah. You know, you don't know who we know, especially when we home.
Big Red Panda anthem coming. We're gonna make some magic happen. I got some big. God is good. I'll say that. I'll leave it at that.
Hey, friends, what I tell you, man.
What's up?
It's bunker season. Oh, you're not one to get in your bunker.
I already know, man. Guard your dome, man. Put your helmet on. Guard your dome because it's gonna get breezy soon.
I wanted to say this on record. It is about to get
stupid.
It's about to get very, very crazy. It's about to get these last few months of the year. It's called unprecedented.
Yeah, I mean, it's fourth quarter.
Star players are made in the fourth quarter.
Hey.
Star players are made in the fourth quarter. We learned
you
that.
See that? Did y'all see that? I gave him the alley-oop because I knew he was going to say that. You can't buy it.
Y'all been at y'all Styles and Jada back and forth. Yeah, y'all killing it. Reservoir Dogs.
Hey, yo, I love y'all. Everybody be safe. It is Wednesday. It felt like it could have been Monday, though. Shout out to everybody that tuned in. Over 3,000 on the YouTube. We got over 400 people that was with us in EYL University. Shout out to y'all. Like you said, you can hit a playback on Friday. Love is love. Call somebody, reach out to somebody. One conversation, one text can change the trajectory of somebody's day, of somebody's year, of somebody's life. Please do it. We love y'all. Love is love.
Oakland.
Appreciate y'all, Detroit. Man. Ian, blessing. EYO. Corey Rashad, much love, man.
Hello.
And everybody else, man, make sure y'all pay attention to what's happening in China. The Chinese economy is tied to our economy, so make sure you pay attention to what's happening.
We've been telling you, quit playing like we're not the greatest. Quit playing. Oh, I'm going to wait for CNBC in the morning to tell you who else told you about the woolly mammoth and China. Quit playing with us.
Hey, and then you posted about the woolly mammoth.
The Willie crazy.
He thinks zombies gonna come back. The saber-toothed tiger coming next.
Yo, hey,
been giving you the cheat code.
Remember
with the crystal ball vibes. Quit playing, man.
Oh,
you gonna see us with Hov and we gonna IPO and be like, man, they forgot about us. Ride our wave now.
I remember when they were on Mondays.
reverse merger. Choose carefully.
Bunker season. We're out.
more ball punch.